Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And you'll find faithless people are always looking for somebody to take care of me. Faithless people are always looking for somebody that's going to fix my problems. Well, this is going over real big, isn't it? Is it true or not?
Yes, sir.
And you see the country divided up that way too, aren't you? There's a whole lot of folk that, you know, we want to put somebody in there that'll fix all our problems, that'll take care of us and meet all of our needs. No, friend, that person is called God.
Amen.
Not the U.S. government. God. Now granted, I mean, it's good for us to do things that help people, but man cannot meet all of man's needs. Can't. Oh, but those that trust in the Lord, put their faith in Him, put their trust in Him, they'll not be ashamed. They'll not be disappointed. Even in times of famine, they'll be satisfied. When the government can't meet your needs, God still can. You know, there were a lot of stories of tragedy and problem and mishap with Katrina and New Orleans. But there were a lot of good stories too. And the people that sat around and waited for the government to save them, those are the sad stories. But there were a number of people that stepped out by faith. They didn't wait for the government to come in and help. And there were a number of other people that didn't wait on somebody. They stood up and started believing God, and they had miracles. I said they had miracles, and it should be a real lesson for us. Who's our Savior? That's too weak. Who is our Savior? God. Gee, who's our provider? Who's the one that protects us? Yes. So our faith is in Him. Our trust is in Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, have faith in God. In who? In God. Go with me to 2 Chronicles, please. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. I'd like to get into some things that a number of folks seem confused about, as the Lord would allow us and as time would allow. What we're dealing with, though, is not placing our faith in the wrong one or wrong things. We are never, ever to say to any man or woman, you're my only hope. If you don't come through, I'm done. You're my only hope. If you don't give me the money, I'm going under. You're my only hope. If you don't fix it for me, how many understand you are in trouble? Because man can fail. And you do not have to resort to begging. Believers are not beggars. Because we don't have to. It's not because we're too proud. We don't have to be. We got a God who can meet our needs. Yeah, He uses people in a variety of situations, but we never have to look to them. And even if they don't obey Him, He'll use somebody else. He's not limited by them or one or two or three. I said never, ever look at any man or any woman, any professional, anybody in any realm of life and go, you're my last hope. You're my only hope. If you don't do it for me. How many understand? At that point, your faith is misplaced. You're not looking to the Lord. You're looking to them. And you're in trouble. Now here's an example of a man who did this. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. Are you there? 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 12. This is about a king named Asa. The Bible said, Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet. until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And verse 13, what happened? Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign, and they buried him. He made a mistake here, didn't he? And what was his mistake? In his distress, in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to physicians. Now, to even read this is to create tension with a lot of folks, isn't it? And a whole lot of people, even in times past, have said, well, you know, especially at the turn of the century, a lot of people that believed in healing preached against doctors. And they used verses like this to support what they said they believed. Let me make it very clear. Myself, Phyllis, we here at Faith Life Church are not opposed to doctors. We thank God for them. They're fighting the same thing we are. They're trying to help people get well. Right? We're particularly thankful for doctors and nurses and specialists in health care that are believers. How many of you have been helped some way by a health care professional? Let me see. Yeah, that's what I thought. We're thankful for them. So what was the problem here? Was it the problem that he went to the doctor? He sought. Now, notice the language. In his disease, in his trouble, he what? He sought not to the Lord. He didn't just go to the doctor. He left the Lord out of it. Oh, can you see that? And this is particularly an issue because he already knew how to believe God. This man had believed God against impossible circumstances and saw God move in an amazing fashion. And yet later on, he quit looking to the Lord and started looking to man. And this is just one of the areas that he did it in, but it cost him. How many understand, if you put your faith in the wrong thing and the wrong people, you can wind up perishing? Let's back up and read some of this. The 16th chapter, let's back up to the 14th chapter. 2 Chronicles 14. 14:9. This is how he began his reign. Early in King Asa's reign, this happened. There came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000,000. That's 1,000,000 soldiers. And 300 chariots, they came to Maresha. And Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Maresha. They are outnumbered. They are outclassed in battle terribly. And Asa cried to the Lord his God. Who did he go to? There wasn't anybody else to go to. He's just getting started. He cried to the Lord. He said, Lord, it's nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you. Oh, do you hear the words? What's he say? We are resting on you. We are depending on you. Who else was he looking to? There was nobody else to look to. They're facing annihilation. Ain't nobody else can help them at this juncture. Against an army of 1,000,000. In your name, we go up against this multitude. Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. And the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah. And the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them to Gerar. And the Ethiopians were overthrown. And they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host. And they carried away very much spoil. Did they trust God? Did they see a miracle? Now skip on over to the 15th chapter. 15. The Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. They've had this great victory. He went out to meet Asa, and he said to him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you'll seek him, he'll be found of you. But if you forsake him, he'll forsake you. Does the Lord know the end from the beginning? I mean, everything's wonderful. They've trusted God. They've seen a great miracle. But here comes the prophet saying, the Lord is with you, long as you'll be with him. And if you seek Him, you'll find Him. But if you forsake Him, He'll forsake you. Why would He tell him that? He's warning him, isn't He? Because He knew what was coming up. Down in the 16th chapter, we read it, but let's start in the beginning here. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent he might let none go out or come into Asa, king of Judah. And Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house and sent it to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt in Damascus. He said, there's a league between me and you, as there was between my father and your father. I've sent you silver and gold. Go break your league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. Ben-Hadad hearkened to King Asa, sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. They smote Ijon, Dan, Abel, Malam, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, he left off building a Ramah and let his work cease. And Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber wherewith Baasha was building, and he built Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani, the seer, the prophet, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you have relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord your God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host and very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you did rely on the Lord, somebody say rely on the Lord. Because you did, he delivered them into your hands. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein you have done foolishly, therefore from henceforth you shall have wars. Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in prison. He was in a rage with him because of this thing. Why? Because it was true. He knew it was true. See, in the beginning, he trusted God. God worked a miracle for them. He put his faith in God. Later on, he got lazy. And later on, he had some money now. Oh, come on, can you see this now? And a smaller army comes against him. And instead of trusting God and praying like he did last time, he just pulls out his checkbook. And he says, I'll just write a check and hire them and they'll make them go away. But see, failing to trust God in one area carries over into another area, doesn't it? And just a few verses later is where we read that he got sick, and in his disease, he did the same thing that he did with the protection of the whole country. He didn't even ask the Lord. He didn't go to him and ask him what to do. He just put his confidence totally in man, and he perished.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith Misplaced, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R703C. That's R703C. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God, God.